We praise you this morning, Lord. We thank you for who you are, Lord. We praise you for all you do in each of our hearts. And this morning, as we come around your word, Lord, we give your word its rightful place. We give it authority in our hearts and lives, Lord. Holy Spirit, you're welcome here to minister and equip and enlarge and increase each of us this morning, Lord. We thank you that we can freely open your word. And Lord, we pray that not one heart would leave here the same, but each would have an encounter with you, a fresh touch from you this morning, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, thank you, team. You know, it's always a great honor to be able to share the word. And this morning, that's no different. And as always, with the start of every new year, you know, like last week, I spoke on a bit of a theme, and I find myself continuing down that theme again today. And last week I was talking about our reach. Well, today I'm going to be talking a little bit about stretch. And as always, at the start of every year, I'm one that will actually seek God for a personal scripture for my life and for my family, and also pray over something that I feel God will do in and through each of us at the church. And one verse that I've found myself reading over a little bit is Psalms 90, verse 17, and it's the key text with which I want to share this morning's message, and it sets up the whole my whole message this morning. And the verse goes a little like this, and this is what I've been praying, believing for in my own life, and over the first quite few weeks of the school year. We find ourselves in the first week of February, like the year's almost a quarter of the way through already. It's quite crazy, but it says, "Let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us." You know, let the favor of the Lord God be upon us. You know, for you and I to accomplish all that God has for each of us this year is that we need the favor of God. You know, it's His grace, it's His preferential treatment, it's that comes around about our lives, and we're not to go back, but we're to be the front. You know, it's this favor of God rest upon us. And then the farmer goes on and says this. He says, "O God, that you would prosper the work of our hands." And he doesn't just say that once; he repeats it. And anything that's repeated in Scripture is of paramount importance. You know, it's a desperate cry from the heart of someone that says, "Oh God, would you prosper the work of our hands?" You know, this year I'm believing the favor of God, but whatever your hands find that you do this year, would you do it with all your might? You know, it's a statement of this church's vision. Our vision statement is that we're about facilitating God's purpose in each of our lives. And God's deposited things inside each of us that are executed by our hands. Oh God, prosper the work of our hands this year. You see, in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 28, God gives the very first command of mankind, its very first instruction. You know, it's 6 days earlier that God speaks His first word and says, "Let there be light," and there was light. And on the sixth day, He forms and creates mankind, and He looks at His creation. And at the end of the day, and he says, "I bless them." You see, this foundational scripture, this statement for us is that each and every one of us are blessed of God. Is God looked at your life and He says, "I bless you. I bless you." And then God says, "Go forth, be fruitful and multiply." We must be aware that we are blessed of God because it's a part of our DNA of God that He's placed inside each of us is where to be fruitful, where to multiply. And every day and in every season we find ourselves in, oh God, would you prosper the work of our hands, that we would know that we are blessed. We would know that this year we will live a life that's one of fruitfulness, a year of multiplication. And the title of my message is stretch, quite simply stretch. You know, I've found this, and some people that may be a fraction older than me will have found this as well, is that the older I get, the more difficult it is to stretch. You know, the more difficult it is to be flexible. You know, like I even think about 10 years ago when I first went into the classroom, I could scourge around on the floor quite easy with the kids, quite flexible and move. Now I'm a little bit stiff. And some things that I could do back then are quite a challenge now. And I reckon as I get a little bit older, some things will probably come a little bit more of a challenge. You know, but I'm not just talking about stretching physically. Although it's challenging for me to stretch in certain ways, I've made that very clear. But after 34 years of living, I do things a certain way. And when I'm asked to do something in a different way, that's a stretch. I don't want to partake in that. It's always been done this way in my life. Now, my nan, she was great at this. My nan would have dinner at 4:30 every day, you know, and it would be a birthday party on. And you'd invite them to come to dinner, and dinner would be at 6:30, and I reckon Nen would get there and she'd be eating her arm because she's done something the same. 5 o'clock, I think, was Days of Our Lives, and it was every day the same thing because she'd done things a certain way, and to move her outside of the parameters of what she'd always done was a stretch. It's like a stretch. And I know as I was thinking about this, I'm sort of thinking about a rubber band. A rubber band can be pulled so much, it can stretch so far, and then all of a sudden when you pull it too far, what happens is it breaks. I'm not talking about stretch so far that we break, but I'm talking about a rubber band is useful when it's stretched. A rubber band's not meant to be not stretched, it's meant to be stretched. And each of us are meant to be stretched, but not stretched so much that we break. But our usefulness comes from being stretched. You know, now long ago, another little story. I remember going on this family holiday once, and upon arrival, this probably comes as a surprise to all of you. I like to unpack my bag, and I like to get my gear all organized in my room, and I like things to be to have their place and be all neat and tidy and all in order. And I'd got that done, and I remember putting some hats that I had at the time that I was going to wear whilst we were there, just up on this wardrobe. And then a few days later, we were going to go down to the beach, and I decided that I was going to get one of those caps to wear because I didn't want to get sunburned. And so I went to reach up and grab one of these caps. And have you ever been in one of those times when you're reaching, you can feel it, you can touch it, but you just can't get it? Has anyone ever had a moment like that? You know, it might be some of the ladies, they're in the pantry and they're trying to get that tin of spaghetti that's at the back, and you're on your tippy toes and you're reaching as far as you can get and you can feel it, but you can't actually get it. Well, it was one of those moments. You know, and if you've ever been in one of those moments, it's so frustrating. It's so frustrating. Well, I was reaching for this cap, this hat, and it was just out of reach. I could touch it. I could feel it. I could get in my tippy toes. I could stretch. I could sense it there. I could feel it. But I just couldn't grab hold of it to put on my head. So I decided, well, I'm going to lean up against this shelf and I'm going to pull myself up. And after a while of doing that, I guess it wasn't quite effective and I didn't really want to break the shelf with my weight. And so I decided that I would jump. Well, you know, have you ever done that? You're there and you start jumping to try and get it. Well, I was jumping up and I thought I did my 2.5 centimeter vertical jump to try and get it. And that happened to no avail. So what actually happened was as I jumped, you go to get it. And you know what you actually do? I actually pushed it further back. And in that moment, I started cursing my mum and dad for the DNA. I wish I was 2.5 centimeters taller. I'm jumping up to try and get this cap. You know, and that's what happened. So I did what any normal human being would do. I walked to the lounge room, I got a chair, and I brought it up and I stood on the chair. You know, and if you've ever been in one of those moments, it can be frustrating. It can be quite annoying. It's something that is just out of reach, and you can be stretching and stretching, yet this year would you stretch and take hold of what it is that God's got for you. Matthew 25:14 says this, "For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to our country, who called his servants and delivered his goods to them. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, each according to his own ability. And immediately he went on a journey that he would receive the five talents and traded. The one who received the five talents, he traded them and made another five talents. You know, I love this. It gives us a picture that we have our Father God who graciously has gifted each of us with a gift. That he's given a gift to each of us. You know, it blows my mind that there would be this transaction where there's this transference from the hands of God into our hands, this talent, this gift, this different types of abilities that each of us have got. And here this passage says the Master gives these gifts to the individuals and then he goes on a long journey. You know, have you ever read the Bible and you've sat back and you thought, that doesn't make sense? It's like me, I'd be thinking about, well, where are the instructions? You've given me this. Now, what do you want me to do with it? Where are the directions? What am I supposed to do with these things? You know, like for me at school, it's kind of like, where are the key performance indicators that I have to adhere to know that I'm reaching the goal with which I've been given? You know, like God, is this like a probation period, you know? Are we going to set up regular fortnightly meetings and we're going to reflect upon my performance and we're going to assess how I'm going against those key indicators? But no, the Master's like, no, here's this gift. I'm going to give it to you and then I'm going to go on a long journey. You know, and why can he go on a long journey? Because of that scripture with which I started. There's this foundational scripture that God has blessed us and God says to each of us, be fruitful and multiply. So I'm all for these God said moments. You know, I'm all for hearing the voice of God and the directional voice of God. And I'm all for standing on scriptures. The steps of a good man are ordered and so forth and so on. I'm all for these things. But when God blesses us and when God gives us things, we don't just sit around and wait for God's next instructions. Have you ever done that? He gives you a talent. He gives you an ability. To all of us. And then he goes on a long journey and he simply says, use it, be fruitful and multiply anything that I've put in your hands. Whenever God gives us, we must not leave it. We must leave it in a better condition than the way he gave it to us. That's the expectation. It's not about sitting around. It's not about waiting. You know, I just see, have you ever seen someone that's a little bit like that? I'm just waiting on the voice of God. He's going to tell me what I'm meant to do today. What if God doesn't speak in that moment? You know, I just need for God to speak and give me direction. I just need God's voice in this moment. You know, I don't believe anyway that we can be believers that just continually wait on God and don't do anything because we're waiting for the next. We're waiting for the next. We're waiting for the next. You know, I found most of the time you can be sitting waiting. And that can be frustrating. And one thing I know, it's not fruitful. And hear me right on this, because if God speaks and when God speaks directionally, be obedient to that. But many times when God doesn't give instruction, you may not have the instructions for 2019 yet. All I say is go and use what God has placed within your hands. You know, I found that every day that God gives us the opportunity for us as a church to be fruitful and multiply. But we're not designed to get stage fright, just to freeze in our faith and be like, God, am I on the right track? Is this the will of God for my life? Ecclesiastes 9 verse 10 says, whatever your hand finds you to do, do it with all your might. Well, whatever these things find themselves doing this year, do it with everything inside of you. Be fruitful and multiply. God said to Saul in 1 Samuel 10 and verse 9, whatever your hand finds to do, just do it, for God is with you. You see, we have to have this assurance and a confidence that God is with us. God has blessed us and his DNA is inside of us so that we are to be fruitful and multiply. So here God, he gives three different quantities of talents to three different people. And he gives them according to our ability. I'm so grateful that God gives according to our ability. I'm so grateful that God gives me gifts that I can actually execute. He doesn't give you and I a gift that will overwhelm us. No, he gives us gifts that we can actually use and be fruitful and multiply. You see, that's why, I can't be jealous of anyone else's gift. I don't want to be jealous of your gift because you've been given a gift to do exactly what God has gifted you with, just like myself. And here the master comes and he gives 5 to 1. He gives 2 to another. And he gives 1 to another. You see, is that there are different people. They have different gifts and talents. They have different amounts. But yet they all have one thing in common. You see, and the same can be said across this auditorium this morning. God has gifted each of us in different ways. And He's given gifts and talents to each of us. But we all have one thing in common this morning. Is that God has given us an opportunity. Is that we all have an opportunity to take that which He's given us and go forth and be fruitful and multiply. You see, this year, would you grab hold of the opportunity that God has given to you? Would you stretch into all He has? Would you have the courage to stretch into the God opportunities that He has for each of you this year? Would you use it? Whatever it is He's placed in your hand, would you use it? Is that the intent of God is that we are not to stay where we started. And we're not to end where we began. We're not called to maintain the status quo on our life. You know, God has placed something deep inside each of us. He wants to call us out into during 2019. Would you stretch into the opportunity that God has given to each and every one of us each year? You see, Luke 10 is a great miracle that Jesus does. And beginning at verse 6, it says this. It says, "And now it happened on another Sabbath, also that Jesus entered into the synagogue and he taught. And a man was there whose right hand was withered. And so the scribes and the Pharisees watched him closely, whether he would heal on the Sabbath, that they might find an accusation against him. But he knew their thoughts. And he said to the man who had the withered hand, 'Arise and stand here.' And he rose and stood. And then Jesus said to them, 'I'll ask you one thing. Is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do evil, to save life or to destroy? And when he had looked around at them all, he said to the man, 'Stretch out your hand.' And so he did. And his hand was restored as whole as the other." You see, an incredible miracle. And as I look through the miracles Jesus did throughout the Word of God, all the ones that have been recorded, is that Jesus only ever did 3 miracles in a synagogue, in a temple, or in a church. And every other miracle he did occurred outside the house of God. And as I read all through those miracles, is that this is the only occasion where God heals a hand. Is that He's healed multiple blind eyes. Multiple people have been healed from leprosy. But this is the only account where God would heal a hand. You know, and I find it really remarkable is that God came into the house and it was there was a man with a withered hand, and he heals a man and says for a man to stretch out his hand in the house of God. And as I thought about this verse is still so applicable to all of us. Is that God would come into church, come into His house, and would cause our hands to prosper, would cause our hands to stretch into another place, into a new dimension in 2019. I find it remarkable that God heals the hand in the context of the church. Is that when you and I look at the hands are said to be the chief executor of life. Is that a priming instrument? It's how we do things good around the world about us, is that God's the right hand also speaks of things like rulership and authority and sovereignty, blessing and strength. And so here we have a hand that symbolizes a strength. You see, a hand is something that we reach with. A hand is something that we grasp with. And there is a man who goes into the house of God on a regular basis, and his strength is withered. And his reach is withered. And his grasp is withered. He can see things yet he can't reach for them. He can see things yet he can't grasp those things. There's a desire, there's a wanting, there's a longing inside of him to grab hold of those things that he once tried to grab hold of and they haven't been able to stick in his life. There's a desire that he would love to move some things and shift some things in his life, but his hand is withered and his strength is withered. And maybe you're like that at the start of 2019. You can see some things that God has for you, but you just can't reach it. You've tried, but you just can't grasp it. Maybe just some things, you know, there's some promises that you want to grab hold of this year. You just stretch out enough. You just reach out enough. They're just outside of your grasp. It's just like it's at your fingertips, but you just can't do that. Maybe there's some things that you need to shift and move, but you just don't have the strength to move these things in and around your life. And Jesus simply says to this man, just stretch. Just stretch out your hand. So this morning, would you grab hold of it? Would you say, yep, that's for me. Partake of it. And if there's things that are within reach, if there's a vision, there's a nature, there's a yearning inside of you, if there's a promise that God has given you, if there is a word that is spoken over your life, would you reach this year? Because as you reach, you'll grab hold of it in a fresh and new way. Have you ever seen someone with a withered hand? As I've seen a few people with a withered hand, I always notice that the withered hand, and I could be wrong, and if you want to correct me afterwards, by all means do so, but every time I've seen a withered hand, the withered hand seems to be always pointing to themselves, pointing inwards. It's directed towards self. You know, maybe that's out of a fear or out of an anxiety. Maybe it's a self-preservation thing. I'm sure the man was sitting in the house of God and he's got this finger and it was just pointed towards himself. And Jesus says, hey, I want you to stretch out. And in the stretching, it changes the whole direction of our hand. And maybe today is that your hand has been inward looking. Inward looking for a season. And now it's time to stretch outward. And as you stretch outward, you will influence the world around about you. And this is the way that we execute good. We use our hands to execute good, to do work in our world. Would you stretch? Would you stretch this morning? Would this be the year of stretching? Maybe as you wake up in the morning that you would stretch across your bedside table and grab hold of the Word of God. That would be your nourishment, your food this year. Maybe this is the year that you would stretch and just put your hands and arms around about your spouse or your kids this year. Maybe it's time to stretch and make yourself available to a team at church. Maybe make yourself available to the music team. Make yourself available to the coffee team or the prayer team or the welcome team, using your gifts and your talents, the ones that God's placed inside of you. Maybe it's time to stretch. Maybe it's time to stretch and walk up the steps of that house to someone that you haven't actually connected with fully and engaged in their connect group. Maybe it's time to stretch and become part of some CRC training that Trev spoke about a few weeks ago, and God can deposit stuff into your life, and maybe you have to stretch and maybe you have to stretch your wallet, stretch and reach your wallet and bless the house of God this year, or bless someone around about you this year. Maybe it's time to stretch to bring some kids from your neighborhood to church this year. You know those ones that you can just grab hold of their hand, and as you bring them, you can take them out of a tough situation into a family that will love and care for them. Maybe it's time to stretch into your neighbor's property. Maybe it's time to stretch into your workplace. Maybe it's time to stretch when you see that person that you know that comes across a dire need, or there's a health crisis, or there's a financial crisis this year, that you'll be able to stretch, because it's in the stretch you never know what is going to take place. This year, if you and I don't stretch, we stay in the same position. If we don't stretch, we stay in the same condition. If we don't stretch, we stay in the same location. If we don't stretch, we have the same outcome year after year after year after year. Would you stretch? Would you stretch your thinking? Would you stretch your function? Would you stretch your vision? Would you stretch how you see yourself this year? In verse 8 to 10, let me read it again. It says, Jesus knew their thoughts and said to the man who had a withered hand, arise and stand here. And he arose and stood. And Jesus said to them, I will ask you one thing. Is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do evil, to save life or destroy? And when he looked around at all, he said to the man, stretch out your hand. And he did so, and his hand was restored as whole as the other. I've got a couple of thoughts this morning before we come into a time of communion. Just some quick thoughts. Thought one, this year you must be aware that Jesus will always create an atmosphere where the impossible can become possible. You see, here he's in this temple and he speaks, and this man speaks to this man, and he sees this man with a withered hand, and Jesus will always create an atmosphere, an environment for the miraculous to take place. Is it this year, would you create an environment? Would you create an atmosphere for the miraculous to take place? Whether that's the environment in your home, in your workplace, in your car as you engage a conversation with somebody, would you create an atmosphere of faith? Because without faith, it's impossible to please God. And you and I have a requirement. Would you create an atmosphere of faith wherever you go this year, that God would turn something that was once impossible into something that is possible? You see, as you walk into church this morning, and as you walk in every Sunday, and when you come into the house, don't come empty-handed. Come with an atmosphere. Come with an expectation of faith. Is you and I never know what the person sitting next to you is going through. You never know what would occur if you would create an atmosphere of faith. Is that Jesus always created an atmosphere of faith for the impossible to be turned into the possible? Jesus sees the man in the church. He sees a withered hand, and he calls him forward. I don't know about you, but I'd be like, no, I'm not even coming forward. Don't look at me. Go away. Don't distract me from what I'm doing. You see, none of us want our weaknesses, our deficiencies to be visible to anybody else. Here the man has a withered hand and Jesus says, come here. And he stands and comes, and now he's standing next to Jesus. And what I love about this guy is that he is in close proximity to Jesus. In 2019, would you remain in close proximity to Jesus? Because I found this was my next thought. Lives don't wither in the presence of Jesus. Lives will not wither in the presence of Jesus. The psalmist says that your leaf will abound in every season. It won't dry up, it won't wither. Is that you'll prosper and you'll multiply and be fruitful in every season. Would you come into close proximity with Jesus? Because it's in that place, as an act, as it's in Him, that we live and we move and we breathe and we have our very being. Would you place your life inside of Christ? Would you hide your lives in Christ? So when God looks at you, He doesn't see you. He sees you located in Christ. Like what I was talking about, I think it was last week. You see, what an awesome position is that your life will not wither in the presence of Jesus. And here this man is standing beside Jesus. And Jesus now says, I want you to stretch out that deficiency. I want you to stretch out that thing that is withered. That thing that is being hindered. You know, and as I read, there's this light bulb moment. Hang on. I came to realize that Jesus didn't heal this guy. He doesn't lay hands on him. He doesn't do anything to him. Is the only thing Jesus does for this guy is that he gives him a challenge. And he says, man, I'm asking you to do something that someone with a hand is impossible to do. And so Jesus is not healing him. He's giving him the opportunity to stretch, to see the freedom and to see a release come, to see a vitality come back into that withered life. I've never been in a position for a long time to stretch out my hand, but out of a place of obedience, a place of accepting that challenge, he stretches out his hand. And my third thought this morning is, would you accept the God challenge for you this year? Would you be obedient to the challenge that God places before your life? Would you accept his challenge? Would you create an atmosphere for the impossible to become possible? An atmosphere of faith. And faith is stretch itself. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. And so it's a hope inside of our hearts. But faith is stretching beyond hope. It's something not yet seen. Would you stretch? This year, would you create an atmosphere of faith? Would you position yourself in Christ because your life will not wither in the presence of Jesus? Would you accept the challenge that God has for you? And my final passage of Scripture this morning is found in Exodus 14, verse 10. It's the children of Israel are now fleeing the oppression in Egypt. And the Egyptians are chasing them, and the Red Sea is in front of them, and there's this huge army behind them wanting to destroy them. Now there's this great obstacle in front of them, the Red Sea. And it says this, Pharaoh drew near, and the children of Israel lifted their eyes and beheld the Egyptians marched after them. And so they were afraid. The children of Israel cried out to the Lord, and then I said to Moses, I started whinging. In the proclaiming, the end of this verse says, wouldn't it be better for us to serve the Egyptians than would it be to die in the wilderness? Like, why on earth would you tell us that we shouldn't come and we just need to stay back into Egypt? And then Moses said to the people these amazing words, do not be afraid, stand still, and you will see the salvation of the Lord which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see again no more. Forever the Lord will fight for you, and shall hold your peace. And then in verse 15, and the Lord says to Moses, why do you cry out to me like that? God's now saying, Moses, would you just shush up? Don't say any more words. Is that faith without works is dead? Is that we have to get to a position where it's just not all words. It's not all talk. It's down to action. Would you stretch? Would you stretch? Then God says to the children of Israel, go forward. It's like a contradiction. Moses is saying, stand still and you'll see God come through for you. You see the big army behind you. God's just saying, just start moving. So this year, would you move forward? There's a time to stand still. And there's also a time to move and get motion into our lives. That lift up your rod and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. Then in verse 21, then Moses stretched out his hand. Would you stretch this year over the sea? And the Lord causes the sea to go back by a strong east wind all night long, and he made the sea divide into dry lands, and the water were divided, and so the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea on the dry ground, and the waters were a wall to them on the right and on the left. And all this occurred because someone had the ability to stretch out their hand. They were confronted with a divided Red Sea. There was walls of water on the left and walls of water on the right, and there's an army pursuing them. What are they going to do? This year, would you place your foot in a new place this year? You see, up until this point in time, is that there was never a footprint in the Red Sea. It's impossible for a footprint to be in the sea up until this time. All the children of Israel, and now there's walls of water, and now they have an opportunity to make a footprint in something that has never had a footprint before. And my final thought this morning is, would you make an impact that has never been left before? Would you make an imprint on someone's life this year that has never been left before? I'll get Toby and the team and the musicians to come up. We'll enter around a time of communion. But would you make an impact that has never been left before? Would you leave an imprint on someone's life that has never been left before? As you walk into the house of God, would you make an imprint in the presence of God this year that has never been left before? And here the Israelites are now making footprints in something where you should not be making footprints. But because someone dared to stretch out and to reach out with their hand, they're now going where they're not meant to go. The impossible became possible. And now we're in a position where we can make an imprint on our lives, an imprint on lives around about us. You see, we are a church that's here to influence unmistakably those that are around about us, around about our sphere, the people that you will interact with, the people that you will touch, I'll never touch. Would you step out? Would you create an atmosphere in all you do whereby the impossible would become possible? This year. And as we move into a time of communion, we're only able to stretch because of Jesus stretching out his arms on the cross. So as you dare to create an atmosphere of the impossible becoming possible, that's only available because Jesus stretched out his arms on the cross. You know, as you want to leave an imprint, as God places challenges on your heart, that's all available because of the relationship we have that's made available because He stretched out His arms on the cross. What is it that God's stretching you into this year? Where does God want to stretch you to? What challenge has He placed on your heart? Would you stretch? Would you stretch? A simple thought. A simple thought. What is it that God's calling you into this year? The musicians will sing a song. We'll have an opportunity to reflect on what it is that the Holy Spirit's speaking to us too. Then we'll partake, collect our tithes and offering and come and share a coffee together. But would you stretch? Would you stretch into all God has for you this year? It might feel like me trying to grab that cap, tippy toes, jumping. But would you not stop stretching? Would you do what you need to do to stretch into all God has for you this morning? Heavenly Father, we thank you for who you are. We praise you for who you are this morning. We thank you that we can stretch because that you stretched out your arms on the cross to create a relationship with each of us. You stretched out your arms and withstood all that we should have taken. But because you loved us so much, you desired a relationship with us, you stretched out your arms. And in our lacking, you empower us because you first stretched. But as you speak to each of us to stretch out our arm, will we not wait for God to speak and God to do this and do that, but will we just go forth in all that you've called us to? Whatever you've placed in our hands, would we be ones that would do it with all our heart? Would we be ones that would be fruitful? Would we multiply? We praise you this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.